This spring, a Hollywood casting agent started soliciting Eureka Springs residents to appear in a reality television series about the town. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, an unknown number of Eurekans have signed releases to appear on a project they know little about.
Most reality shows push extreme competition, Survivor, Big Brother, Fear Factor, and Top Model. Hollywood casting director Duran Ophir, who heads Popular Productions, casts unknown extreme characters for highly successful reality shows, including the now-defunct Jersey Shore and Rich Kids of Beverly Hills, currently broadcasting on E! Network. And along with 20 other reality projects in Ophir's pipe, he set his sights on casting Eureka Springs. While Ophir failed to respond to queries for this report, co-executive producer Spencer Stander did.
The idea is to find, you know, people who are just extremely entertaining and interesting in their own lives and, you know, hoping to not have to script and just, you know, let reality be actual.
Spencer Stander recently cut ties with IFC Network, where he produced reality programming centered on things like gardening, home renovation, candy making, and travel. He's now producing for HGTV his latest Crowded House, a realtor reality show. And he says the Eureka Springs series will place the town in a good light.
It's the type of reality that we want to produce. It's not, you know, salacious or dumb. It's intriguing.
The network, however, has final say, which Stander declined identifying. The Eureka Springs project can be found on Duran Ophir's casting website, along with other projects, including Party Down South, Dating Diaries of Curvy Girls, and Tattoo Nightmares. Reality programming is not reality. Characters are often coached and drama concocted. They can be really cheap to make, but have high commercial value for show producers. But Spencer Stander insists the Eureka series will be created in the image of Twin Peaks, Northern Exposures, and Portlandia, all cult favorites.
I would love to push the boundaries with a show like this, of what can be possible with reality television, and just allow people to be who they are. And I think that requires, you know, a broad variety of a cast. So that's why we're putting such efforts into finding the perfect cast for the show.
Both Spencer's and Ophir's teams have been grooming Eureka prospects using Facebook and through word-of-mouth referrals, finding residents like Caitlin Cantell, who operates a tattoo parlor in town.
They Skyped me like 11 times the other day.
Leaving messages, she said. She's had time to do one interview so far. She's not agreed to the website release because she's not clear about the tone of the project.
They just assume that we all want that 5 minutes of fame, whether it be good or bad. I need to know how you're going to make my town look. I need to know how you're going to make my friends seem. You know, are you going to pin us against each other?
Others, too, worry in public, on Facebook and GeekFest, Eureka's online forum, that the project will be trashy and stigmatize their town. Melanie Pierce is a member of a local burlesque troupe. She did sign the release and hopes for a good outcome.
So that was my main concern about everything, is I just want to make sure they pick the right individuals to showcase how awesome our town is.
Gina Galena, a crochet artist, is also interested but has not yet signed on.
No. I've done two Skype interviews. They're just mainly interested of, you know, how our community works together. And obviously, as you know, there's so many different characters here, and artists and musicians and writers and workers and all the characters that make up this town, which they say they have in other big cities, you know, but we're more condensed as a smaller town. And that's what they're interested in, you know. And I also told myself, too, that before I sign any contracts, you know, I want to make sure that that's their goal. And you know, and that I want to be able to leave at any given time if I feel that this is getting, you know, they want to make fun of us for being hillbillies or whatever. I don't know.
Producers are in town this week scouting Eureka and plan to return later this month to cast in earnest. Mike Maloney, City Advertising and Promotions Commission Director, has yet to speak with them, which is unusual, he says.
Well, you know, at this point, I don't know enough about what this particular venture is wanting to do. The only thing that I can say from the standpoint of what would we want out of it is what we don't want out of it.
Nor has anyone attempted to contact the city, Maloney says. But he did say film and television projects can bring much-needed revenue to town. A Fayetteville attorney who did not want to be named in this report looked over the internet casting release. She says those who click on it agree to work without compensation at their own risk and are stripped of any and all rights related to production and distribution of the show. And any disputes with the producers would have to be litigated in New York City. Producer Spencer Stander, however, did say that those cast would be compensated, but would not elaborate further.
Well, my name is Bo Satori. I've lived in Eureka Springs for almost 38 years. I heard about the reality show casting in an email that was sent to me by the people doing the casting. I had not heard anything on the street prior to that.
Bo Satori says Eureka needs publicity and to add to its resume, so has been encouraging locals to sign up.
I asked them about any type of series treatment they may have, and there wasn't really anything there. I think they are in the stages of developing the concept. So they're looking at where a story is, they're looking at the real characters, and then they're going to see what emerges. So everything is still pretty much up in the air as far as how it will take shape.
Satori has had some experience in vetting film projects for Eureka, having traveled to L.A. back when he was mayor in the late 1980s. He helped bring Pass the Ammo to town, a satirical comedy about Southern tele-evangelism starring Tim Curry, Bill Paxton, and Annie Potts.
Then we had Crystal, which was done after I was mayor. But still, I was involved with the producers and director of that in that they were asking for help and advice and insight. And I actually even had a full screenshot in the finished movie.
A 2004 hillbilly noir drama, which also failed at the box office, this one starring Billy Bob Thornton. That was the last major feature film project in Eureka Springs. Bo Satori says he's not interested in being cast in the Eureka Springs reality series. Town Alderman James DeVito and his spouse Teresa, who staged Eureka's first independent film festival last winter, were the first to encourage the reality show producers to come to town. Yet even they admit in an email for this report that they don't know if the project is legit. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, visit castingeureka.com.